he was quietly spoken, Oisin, but when he spoke, you know, he was well able to handle himself. He would articulate what he'd want to say when he needed to say it. And he came back, he had kind of retired, and he came back into the squad in 1998 and the championship. And I remember his first training back at Lahey, because I'd been playing with some of the guys in the 92 Heroes, and James landed in. It was just phenomenal to be at training with him and get to know him as the man he was.
Quality as a person, but quality in class as a footballer as well.
Yeah, real intelligence. And it's something that marked out even the training when I seen him come back in. Just when he got the ball, he knew his movement, his shape, where he needed to be. And as I say, it was just brilliant to be along with him. Having watched him for years as a young fella, and then getting the chance to play with him, and then I would later coach against him as well, and played club against him. It was just brilliant for a young man like me to be in the same field as him, and then to play with him at Donegal was like a dream come true.
Yeah. And you probably got to know him a wee bit better maybe on the line when Unions and Kilkear were meeting in league games and championship, and I'm sure you had big games along the way, and it was nice in the line at times.
Yeah, listen, he could be spicy, yeah. I remember 2012, we had a three-game saga. We played three championship games in a row. And listen, but the thing about it different, Oisin, was that if you had a couple of words in the line, you shook hands after it, and that was the end of it, and that was the type of him. And sure, of course, you know, championship, he was Kilkear through and through. He loved that club so much, and I think that's what it meant to him on the line. Of course, things would spill a wee bit, but after, but me and him, we were always a shake of hands, and we would have a joke and a laugh after the match.
Yeah, obviously there's been lots of brother duos in Gaelic football, and probably the most famous one now is the Cliffords, but listen, Martin and James were probably the best known Gaelic football duo back then, particularly in the 90s.
Yeah, certainly. In 1987, we played them in the county semi-final. It was my first year playing senior, and the two lads was playing, and again, Oisin, just to be in the same pitch as them was unbelievable for me. And then to meet them, and you know, I remember the first time Declan Bonner took me in, you know, Martin McHugh was along me, before me at the house to say you're joining the county panel. So to be in the company of himself and James and that, and their effect on, obviously, in Kilkear and on Donegal was absolutely huge. You know, they were just two brilliant ball players, two players that were very, nearly impossible to mark, and they both could contribute so much in the pitch. So, you know, for young lads and the people aspiring to be able to play along and to meet these guys was just great. And I say the two lads, you know, we're just like, they're just Donegal football gold, the two of them.
Yeah. Obviously, we're thinking on all the McHugh family, and in particular Owen and Emma. And listen, Brendan, you had your own personal experience of tragedy and loss within your own family. And at times like this, I suppose the GAA, it shows how important it is for the community. And James was a very, very strong Kilkear man, and likewise the club thought a lot and think a lot of the McHugh family, and in particular James as well. But this is when the GAA shows a different sort of strength when they all come together to support each other.
Yeah, I thought it was this, myself and yourself were down the way, gosh, and I really thought, you know, from the get-go, all the Kilkear club people that were out there, the warmth, you know, obviously in this tough time, you know, the air of sadness was really, really tough place to go. But between the Kilkear people, the club people, and then his family, they were so, so nice. And I suppose the respect of James out there means that, you know, so many, you know, the tragedy of the family means that it's spread right across the whole GA world as well. And, you know, the outpouring of grief, you know, was huge. But as you said there, it was amazing just to see the town and the club pulling together just to try and help out the family. And it does give you strength, you know, it is. People think it's very tough on you, but you do take that, the condolences and the hugs and the energy from people. You do need it. It does carry you along in what is a hugely tough time for the McHugh family and everybody close to them.